We are here with a rather exciting announcement with both Guidelights and Gadgets and Mystic Access. And Chris, Kim, and I are, it's Barry Scheuer on. We're all here because we've got something pretty exciting to announce to y'all. Daisy players don't come along very often. It's not quite as remote as maybe a button exciting, but it's 3 or 4 years at least, usually between one and another. Well, we've been monitoring a player for several years in the Evo series that is made in China. It's actually been around for about, I'd say, 8 years. They're groups of players, but they've always lagged behind in some features. But with the most recent player, I decided and then introduced it to Chris and Kim because I said, you know what? We've got something here that can be, call it the low price spread, but it gives you an awful lot of features for an awful lot less money than you might find buying a stream or another player, especially if you're going to buy a Freck. What it does is, and the first thing I want to make as a caveat, Chris, starting interrupting me whenever, but the first caveat is this: it will never do barred books. It is not meant to do them. The company does not want to go through the process. However, and this is the caveat the other way, it does a wonderful job of reading Bookshare. And the most exciting thing, I think most of us all agree on this player, is that it uses the Evona voices that people have just come to really, really like. And Joey and Sally are really, really, they're very understandable. The Bookshare reading is really good from uninterrupted listening. And that may be the best feature of it. Now, why are we doing this now? The reason we're doing this player now is because two things got added in the last 6 months. And those two things finally make this player of having a point that it can be compared favorably to some other items that are out there. You now have both an internet radio database and a podcatcher database, and you can do some very similar things to what we are used to doing on the Victor stream if you're a user of the internet radio or podcast features. And that makes this a player, especially when you look at a price point, which will give you an idea. We are looking at a price point of at least $150 below the cost of a Victor stream. And with many even features in here that a stream doesn't have.
As Barry said, it does not do barred books. But one thing I tried earlier today, and it does really well, is EPUB. So if you have EPUB books, it'll read those as well. It'll read Bookshare books. It'll read EPUB books. It does a really nice job with audio files. It does a really nice job with Daisy, both text and audio, which I've played both on. And it has a really unique interface that I kind of like. Let's take a little comparison of the Victor Stream, for example. When you go into the Victor Stream's menu, you have to press 7 multiple times in order to get to an option that you want. This device, however, when you go into its menu is context aware. So if I'm in the middle of playing an MP3, for example, I can change different facets of the MP3. Maybe I can turn on the equalizer. If I'm not on an MP3 and I'm in the FM radio, that menu changes because I'm now in the FM radio. So that's really, really nice. You don't have to wade through options that aren't supposed to be there or that aren't relevant for my task.
The other thing about this is the fact that with the stream, for instance, you would also have to cycle through bookshelves to get to particular menus. So for any of you who have used the BookSense product from HEMS, you'll recognize a much more kindred spirit in this player than those of you who utilize a stream. So it's more BookSense-like than stream-like, particularly as concerns its menu structure. You're going to find a lot more similarities.
The other thing that I know some people really, I won't say dislike, but it's like a nuisance we get used to. There are a lot of people who forget when they go to multi-tap entry, when they're trying to type in a particular search, for example, on the OOTunes database, you've got to pretty much remember where you are. A, B, C, D, E, F. The thing I like about this player, it may be a little slower than it does this, but you are only using the up and down keys for navigating among the letters of the alphabet. So that you know you're starting either with an A or a Z, depending if you're going up or down. You go up to the letter, you basically hit the right arrow key, and it puts that letter in there. But you don't have to remember. Now, let me see. 7 is PQRS, and that's a good feature. The other thing about the file types that Chris was talking about, this also does one thing that while the stream does, the Trek does not. This does a very good job of playing MP4 video files. And that's sort of nice, especially if I download a bunch of stuff from YouTube.
Let's talk a little bit about the device itself. Couple things that I really like about the device. The power button is flush to the unit, so you really can't turn it on unless you want to turn it on. The other thing is these buttons are very, very tactile. They're very, very easy to press. I've actually found myself using the key lock function more than I would, because if I'm walking around with it and I have it on its lanyard, I might bump it up against the wall or bump it up against myself and it would hit buttons. So the buttons are very, very easy to press. The key lock is very easy to turn on and off. And it has, in my opinion, the best speaker on a player in its size. It blows the speaker away on the stream, on the Trek, on the Plextalk pocket, and also on the book port. And I'm saying that from personal experience, having put this through its paces against all of those other speakers.
And speaking of size, how will we compare this to some of those other speakers?
Well, size matters, right?
It does.
It does.
I'd say it's about two-thirds. Would you say about two-thirds the size of a stream?
Yes.
And it's a little bit wider. Not much. I think maybe half an inch. I'm trying to, but it's got a smaller form factor than a stream does. The other thing that people may realize, and Chris, that's good about the buttons, because this, anyone who has, like sometimes if you've got somebody who's dealing with a little bit of neuropathy issues, The stream can be pretty difficult to use because the buttons are not distinguishable enough. These buttons are farther apart than a stream. But at the same time, it's still a smaller unit. The other thing they've done with the buttons is the controls have dots that point different directions that sort of gives you a sense when you're sort of touching them where you are. Like, for example, if you're on the left side, you're hitting a button, it's going to have a dot pointing to the left. If you're on the right side of the player, the dot's going to point to the right. And on the 5 key, you've got a dot in the middle. So I guess part of this, and the talk about simplicity along with this, the most, I'd say, 60, 70% of the functions of this player are performed with two buttons. One of them being a menu button, which gives you through all of the choices, which I think we'll probably show in a couple minutes. And the other being the back button, which is taking you out of, like a backspace, taking you out of the menu structure. And yes, there are other keys. There's music keys. There's bookmark key. But with those two keys, basically menu and back, you can do about, I'd say, almost three quarters of the functions.
And the cool thing, too, about this device, on the bottom row, you've got a music button, an FM radio button, and your bookmark button. And those first two buttons, you can change them to whatever you want. There's a whole slew of stuff that you can change them to. For example, on my player, I don't want wireless on all the time. So I reprogrammed the radio key, or what comes default as the radio key to turn on the FM radio, to my wireless on and off toggle. So that makes it very easy for me to just say, okay, I want to turn wireless on. So I just press that button. My wireless comes magically on. I do what I need to do with it. And then I turn it off with that same button. So I don't have to go into the menus in order to turn wireless on or off.
And that brings up something that I want to mention. You were talking earlier, Barry had mentioned about the differences between this and stream. And three things come to mind immediately to me when we're talking about it, two of which we've touched on here. FM radio is a huge one. You get an FM radio with this product. And you two have said, now I haven't seen this yet in full disclosure, so when I see it, I'll be able to tell you more from my perspective. But listening to these guys talk about it, the FM radio is apparently fairly robust in terms of what you can pick up in your area.
It is. It's a better radio than you find in little MP3 players by far. You don't have a lot of the cutout when you get to a frequency. A station is not local. It doesn't quite tune in. It's got it. When you're there, you're there. And the sound quality is pretty good.
That's nice. That's good. So that's one big thing. And I would say that's one of the largest differences between stream and this player. But two others are one that Chris just touched on, the customization, being able to reconfigure certain buttons to act and behave in different ways, to do different functions. The other is the fact that this thing has an alarm in it. So if you need an alarm and want to set an alarm, you have the ability to do it. So not only do you have the clock functionality that you would find in a stream, you can also set alarms if you need to do certain tasks.
I think you got five of them, actually. I think there are five alarms in it. Another difference along that line is this. When you record on the stream, you're recording from in the notes file, basically, unless you're recording line in, like an internet radio program. But here, there are separate functions for actually making a recording and doing a reminder memo. So that is one function. If you want to do a quick note to yourself, that's going to be using one specific function. If you want to record, there is a dedicated recording button. And also, and again, this is, I like this too, you can not only record from the FM radio, you can record from the internet radio. So you really, whatever sources you're working with, you really, it's very configurable to do what you want to do with the radio and the recorder. It's got a lot of options built into a fairly compact menu.
And the nice thing too about the radio, this is something that I like, when you're seeking up and down, it announces the frequency, which is very cool. So
can you
know
turn
exactly
that off?
Where you are. I don't know if you can turn that off. You might be able to. I haven't played as much in the FM radio as I've played with other devices. One thing that I did notice too, like the stream, it has speed control so that you can speed up your whatever you're listening to. And unlike the stream, at least I know the Bookport does this, when you speed something up, if it's a stereo recording, you lose the stereo. It turns it into mono.
You do with the stream too.
With this one, I don't know. It depends on what you're listening to, but you still get the stereo when it's sped up.
You know, I hadn't even noticed that. And I've been playing with this thing for quite a while, but that one sort of escaped me. Should we sort of run through the menu? What do you think of that as an idea?
I think it's a good idea.
I've switched to my phone so that you guys can hear what this thing sounds like. Of course, it's a decent representation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it on. The first thing that happens is you're going to feel a vibration, and then you're going to hear sound, a little sound effect.
Yeah, that's nice. It has haptic feedback in it, too. So there's a pretty sound. So if you have a stream and not a track, you're not used to having haptic feedback in your player.
And
so
it's booting up.
It seems to take a second. Make
it
sure
does.
Chime and then.
MP3 100 volume 11.
You might
11.
Want to turn her up a smidge.
Volume 16.
So it said something.mp3. So where did it put you? It put you in a group of files,
it,
I suppose?
It or? Put me in the last. It's pointing to the last file that I'm reading. Now, if I want to know what that is, I can hit the info button.
Christmas 06 P01.mp3 136.15 megabytes. Total 5 files. Current 1. 1 hour 14 minutes 3 seconds.
So your total of all 5 of your files is 1 hour 14
minutes? No. My total of all 5 files is about 5 or 6 hours. So
okay,
that.
Okay, so your current files total is being read there in addition to the
correct.
Fact that you have 5 files in this folder.
Right. So if I hit the info button again.
Time now is 8:42 a.m. November 27th, 2020. Friday. Battery full.
So it says battery full. Now if I hit it again.
Wireless inactive.
My wireless is not active.
Christmas 06 P01.mp3 136.15 megabytes. Total 5 files. Current 1. 1 hour 14
so,
minutes 3 seconds.
Just for the sake of doing so, I'm going to press play.
Active in church and civic affairs and couldn't afford to have it known that he'd been dallying with a French hussy. The only way he could keep Sarah.
Playing mode.
So I hit the menu button. It says playing mode. Normal. If I hit the up or down arrow keys now.
Equalizer, normal.
There's my equalizer. It's normal.
Speed, normal.
There's my speed. It's normal. If I want to change that, I can press left or right.
Pitch, 0.
There's pitch is 0.
Playing mode, normal.
And the playing mode is back to normal. So let's just, for the sake of doing so, I'm going to hit the right arrow key.
Playing mode, shuffle.
Shuffle.
Playing mode, single play.
Single play.
Playing mode, repeat 1.
Repeat 1.
Playing mode, repeat all.
Repeat all.
Playing mode, normal.
And then back to normal. So I'm going to press back to get out of the menu.
Setting canceled.
Fiend from paying a visit.
I'm
going to
press
to Mrs.
back
Christmas
again.
6P01.mp3, 136.5 megabytes. 1 hour 14
out of
minutes,
my MP3
seconds.
File. Now I'm going to press the menu key again. And watch this.
Volume 15.
Whoops. That was the volume button.
Volume 16.
So we're going to press the menu again.
Network.
So now it says network. If I scroll down, I can see what else is in the menu. But if I press select, I'm going to be able to turn wireless on and off, scan for wireless networks, and all that stuff. So if I down arrow.
Version information.
So there's version information.
Device information.
Device information.
Time settings.
My time settings. You can have it automatically set using the internet, which I think is cool.
System voice.
The system voice. Okay. So I'm going to press select on this.
Voice, Sally.
So now we've got Sally. Now if I hit the right arrow key.
Voice, Joey.
There's Joey. Now if I hit select.
Setting saved. System voice.
It saved the voice. Now I'm back in the menu. If I continue to scroll down, I've got...
Alarms.
Alarms.
Resume play settings.
Resume play settings.
Hotkey settings.
Hotkey settings. This is what I was talking about being able to change those hotkeys.
Recording settings.
There's recording settings. Go and play with those.
Startup sound and vibration.
I can make the player either vibrate, sound, or both.
Tools.
There's a little menu for tools.
Check for updates.
I can check for updates.
Default factory settings.
I can reset the factory settings.
Network.
And now we're back to network.
Let's go with the tools a minute, because that's where a bunch of the functions are sort of laid out.
Default factory settings. Check for updates. Tools.
Now, unlike the book sense, the one thing you can't do here is hit, what, 5 for one thing and 3 for another or something.
Correct.
There is no keypad.
Right. There is no keypad on here. So I'm going to press select on tools.
Voice reminder.
So there's your voice reminder. That's how you can create a little voice thing, like take your pills at 12 o'clock or whatever.
Voice memo.
There's your voice memo.
Calculator.
Calculator.
Timer.
A timer.
Compass.
A compass, which is kind of cool and does work.
Disk management.
Your disk management, where you can do things with your SD card, your thumb drive if you have one connected, and or your internal storage. We didn't mention, but this has 16 gigs of internal storage, and you can use full-size SD cards in here, as well as connecting a USB thumb drive to the player.
Radio.
There's your radio.
Voice reminder.
There's back to your voice reminder. So if I press back again.
Tools.
And I press back again.
Christmas 06PO1.mp3.
I'm back to my
6.15 megabytes.
Book.
1 hour 14.
And I can play it.
Well, was to fill a satchel full of...
So if you want to get into another book or another program.
I can press back.
Christmas 06PO1.mp3.
Back again.
06. A Colorado Christmas.
I'm just backing out my folder structure.
Christmas. Folder. Main folder. Audiobook. Choose internal memory or SD card. SD card. Choose internal memory.
That's as far back as I can go.
Though if you go into something, you pick from among a folder structure. Because it said main folder. So is that like a root?
Yes. So if I go up to internal storage.
Internal memory.
Or internal memory. I'm going to press select.
Main folder. Daisy. Folder.
So we got Daisy where we put our Daisy books.
DODP.
DODP.
Internet radio. Folder.
There's internet radio.
Podcast. Folder.
Podcast.
Record. Folder.
Record.
VTuner. Folder.
And here's where you want to go for VTuner. So this is where you would you would go to do your podcasting or your internet radio.
What says internet radio, it's not the selection point. It does say internet radio. And I believe it'll show you your favorites if you're there.
But I believe that's right.
If you're trying to pick stations or pick podcasts, VTuner is the name of the app that it uses. Now, one of the other things about the buttons that Chris was demonstrating, as I said, that he was going to back button. And the menu button, which is just sort of opposite from the back button, you can always sort of get back to your menu very easily. So while you back out, you always have a sense of knowing where you are as you're using the functions on this player. And the other thing that I like, and this does something that this formats your discs automatically to work with the Evo 10. So if you put a disc in, it's going to create a Daisy file. It's going to create its own folder structure without you having to do that. And that's sort of more like the Plex Talk and the Bookport Plus does.
Yeah, or BookSense too.
Yeah. So you don't have to go, do I want to format this? They tell you, by the way, the manufacturer tells you that its capacity are 32 gig cards, but you can use larger cards with it. I have, if you format them for FAT32. You can do that, of course, with the stream or some other things, too. But if you want to use larger cards, there's an option and a way to do that.
I'm actually running a 256 in here right now.
Ah, that means you formatted it.
Yes.
FAT. Yes.
Yes. FAT32. Yes.
Yeah.
And the nice thing, too, is you don't have to stay within their structure. For example.
Choose internal memory or SD card. Internal memory.
I'm going to go back to the SD card.
SD card.
I'm going to press select.
Main folder. Audiobook. Folder.
So there's a folder I have called audiobook because I use this card between multiple devices. So if I go up.
Audible folder. Android folder.
Now Audible will not work.
Send LSDB to 9045 folder.
Right. So as you can see.
$VR text.
For those people that are familiar with Victor Streams, I've even got my folder structure, Dollar VR.
Yeah, I saw a couple Dollar VR folders.
If I wanted to go into, let's say...
Dollar VR text, Dollar VR podcasts, Dollar VR other books.
I wonder if I have anything
in here. Dollar VR notes, folder, Dollar VR music, no files.
No files, because I don't have anything in there.
No files.
So I got to back out of here.
Main folder, Dollar VR
music. Let me see if I have anything in...
Dollar VR other books. Dollar VR.
Let me see if I have anything in other books.
No files.
I do not.
Main folder.
But if you did, you could play it.
Exactly.
And the other thing about the folders and files that I sort of like is it takes the card as you give it to it. So that you don't have to think about, do I have to format this card? What do I got to do with it? If you've used it before, if it's got stuff on it, you're going to be able to find it and find it where you use it. For example, it does come when you put it in, it formats a couple of folders on it. It's going to give you a music folder, it gives you a DAISY folder, and it gives you something called DODP. And what DODP is, it's not really relevant for the U.S. market. It's some other countries that permit internet downloading of books. There's sort of a file format that is used for that. I think it's a DAISY term, actually, that it does have a standard, but it's not relevant to us for that.
Right.
I think we should probably, because one thing we've really held up on, we haven't really said very much about this, is what do you get with this player and what does it cost? And one of the things, and again, this is where something where it's really great for the three of us to be able to collaborate, because when the two companies sort of get together, the ideas go flying. And we start, what do we want to do with this? How do we want to put it? What would be the most attractive package to customers? And here's what we've arrived at. The player is going to come with the SD card. It's going to come with a leather case. You don't have to buy a leather case separately from Executive Products. We will put in a pair of ILUV headphones, which are basically, they're made to work with Apple products. We will put in a pair of those that are a little higher quality than the ones that you get with it. So yes, we will put in a second pair of headphones. It's going to come with a lanyard, and it's also going to come with the tutorial because Mystic Access is preparing a tutorial for the player. So there will be a tutorial. Whether we put it on yet, we're not really sure whether it's actually on the player when we do it or it's just something you download. But there will be a full-blown tutorial for this. So then we say, all right, we've got those features. You've got 16 gigs of RAM. What are we looking at a price point? Our initial price, and I think it's going to be around for a while. We are pegging this at $225 with the card, with the case, and with the player. And probably there will be shipping on that because, as I just not so jokingly found out yesterday, when you import something, there are times you end up having to pay custom fees. And Free Matter for the Blind doesn't cut it when it's coming from China. So, as I found out yesterday when talking to UPS. So we're going to probably end, well, what we will do is, and we haven't really spent time talking about this, but we'll use some level of like a flat rate prepaid shipping, especially because for the rest of how long ever COVID lasts. It's sort of the easier way to do stuff. So whether it's a $10, I think it's actually like Guidelights, we do a $10 flat shipping charge for all of our packages, regardless of what's in them. And I think we probably follow that here. And we're both going to, both Mystic and Guidelights, this is sort of a collaborative project. I have been looking at this for years, but I got really excited about it. And I just wanted to get Chris and Kim into this because, again, we don't see many book players come along very often. And when you do, especially if it's got some of the alarm reminder functions for medications, for example, the separate recorder and voice memo, you get a number of features in here that really make this stand apart, especially for the lowest cost player of this type that's on the market. Let's talk about the timing of this. This player is available now. We have a fairly good order supply on this. This is not something that goes away. This line of players, again, has been marketed for about 8 years. And I have sort of followed them. I actually own everyone in sequence. But the only time I really said, let's try and think about distributing this is when they hit the podcatcher and the internet radio. Because at that point, it becomes a very formidable alternative at a lower price point. And that's sort of, you know, in a time where if you break one of your players, particularly, you don't want to have to spend $375 all the time on a new stream. So this may, if Bard, you have other ways for doing it, like on your phone, if you can basically sacrifice using Bard on this particular device, this becomes a really sort of neat alternative with an awful lot of features. You guys agree with that?
Yes. Absolutely. I know that when I got my BookSense, I thought I was going to use it for Bard playback back when I got it and Audible playback. I didn't. I used it as my dedicated music player for all the stuff that I have. And I have reams and reams and reams of music. And that's where it became for me. It really became my dedicated music player. That's what I exclusively used it for. So if you want something to use either for an exclusive purpose or for a few purposes that perhaps do not include reading your Bard books or your Audible books or something like that, then this is a great alternative for you. And this is why when we do the tutorial for this, that Chris is going to be our shining guide here in terms of showing you what it can do, because Chris listens to a lot of audio drama. He's got a bunch of audio described stuff on there. He's got OTR stuff. So he's really going to be showing you kind of the gamut of what this thing can do from a very diverse standpoint. And that's just in terms of its audio playback.
Yeah, and it does, it covers enough formats that even like described audio, whether it's OGG, whether it's MP3, as I said, it does very nicely with MP4 files. And I really appreciate that because I have a lot of YouTube MP4s and especially a lot of music that I always want to put into a folder and make use of somewhere. The other thing you can do with this, and it's, you forget about how, you know, how useful this is. Let's suppose you want to add folders to your card. You can pop this into your computer. You can create your own folder structure, and it will honor it when you put it into the player. So that if you want another books category, if you want a movies category, I always put a movies category on my cards for this player. If you want to do that, it's just simply to create a folder and just put it back into the player, and it'll see it. So it really is recognizing whatever content labels you're putting on things.
Let me show you something really quickly.
Dollar Viewer Podcast. Dollar Assist. Android. Audible. Audio. Daisy. Folder.
So here's Daisy. I'm going to press select.
Bookshare. Folder.
There's a Bookshare folder that I created. Within the Bookshare folder, I've got
*Wars_Christopher_Grabowski_Daisy_Text_ Star Wars Registered. The Last of the Jedi Number 2. Dark Warning.
If I press select again.
Obi-Wan Kenobi watched from the cockpit of a grounded, dilapidated cruiser as Boba Fett methodically searched the crowd. Pause.
So I just paused it. Now I'm going to hit back.
Star Wars Registered.
Back again.
*Wars_Christopher.
Back again.
Bookshare. Folder.
There's my Bookshare folder. I'm going to down.
Cutting the cord with blindness or low vision Daisy product. Folder.
That's a Mystic Access tutorial, which will play in here, which is awesome.
Learning Ally. Folder.
There's Learning Ally.
Newsline. NLS. Folder. 24/7. Folder.
So here's a folder with another book in it.
24/7.
I'm going to press
Time now is 9 a.m.
Play.
Listening intently as the host talked to her mother. My mom on TV. How cool is that? Then.
So awesome. It's a Daisy book, and it completely remembered what had happened. One thing you noticed, it said the time is 9, blah, 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 and then I muted it. But you can actually set this thing to announce the time every 15 minutes. So you can do every 15 minutes, every half hour, or once an hour, which I think is really kind of cool, because if you are reading along in a book and you're trying to keep tabs on the time, that
will
allow you.
Say you have a meeting you have to go to, Chris. You and I wouldn't be guilty of this at all, ever.
Right. So you're just tootling along, reading your book, and then it'll pause the audio for a second. It'll say, the time is 9 o'clock a.m., and then it'll continue playing your book. You don't have to do that, but it is nice.
Yeah, it's also for medications. You can do that the same way.
Yep.
And tell you what time. There's one other thing I want to bring up, and it's almost a little bit sort of soft stuff, but this is a company that if you put a feature up, you better be prepared to have it put in, because this is not like it's a smaller company. But we've got direct access to the programming people. So I asked them, I'll give you a specific example of something I've asked them to work on. I don't know if we'll get it, but I think it would be really neat to be able to set an internet radio recorder to go on to record, say, a football game, if you're not at home. And then when it gets to the time, say, 3 hours later, to turn off the recorder and turn off the player. They basically said to me when I said, is that doable? They said, yeah, we could probably do that. We got to convince the programming team that it's worth the effort. But again, we are dealing with, if there's something people think it's within the realm of, you know, something that's not creating a whole new app, it's, you know, tweaking something, making it better. The responsiveness with these folks is pretty good. And their English is pretty good as well, which means, I mean, I talk to the one lead person from this company, mostly by email, but occasionally by phone all the time. And the company which manufactures this, I think it's called BinVision. They've been around quite a while, and they actually make a number of other Evo players that are meant for different markets. But this is really meant for the English-speaking market. And that's why, again, that's the package. We'll have more detail when we put out. We're going to put a piece out on this, presumably, on the website that just like a features, sort of features, costs, specs, whatever. Right, guys?
Absolutely. We can do. Yeah, that'll all be on the product page. We'll have it up on our news page. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
It also has a sleep timer, so if you press the power button.
Automatic power off, 10 minutes. Warn 15 seconds before shutting down, enable.
So my sleep timer is now on, but I'm just going to press and hold the power button, and it is going to...
Shutting down.
Shut down. It is now off.
And on that note, so are we.
Thanks you guys for listening.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.